Hey everyone, you're listening to a Seneca podcast. Make sure you check the link in the description to see all of our free online courses. Enjoy this episode.
Mission comes from Latin and means to be sent out to do a task. For a Catholic, it usually means to be sent out to spread the faith. Evangelism comes from the Greek words for the good news or the gospel and means to go to people who don't believe in Christ and tell them about Jesus and his teaching. Before his ascension, Jesus told his disciples to proclaim the gospel all over the world. Jesus said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." Mark 16:15-16. This is understood to mean that Christians should try to convert people. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches that the role of the Church is to be sent out to all peoples and to preach to them about Christ. This work continues the mission of the apostles. Lay people are also called to fulfill their mission through evangelism, which is described as proclaiming Christ by word and by the witness of their lives. Pope Francis has also encouraged a new evangelism, to bring the joy of the gospel to the hearts and lives of others. Christians undertake the mission of evangelization because they want to share their belief in Jesus with others. They believe that those who come to believe in God experience joy and a sense of purpose. The Church also teaches that people can only be saved if they believe in Jesus as their Savior. Some Christians reject this and say that God will welcome all people of good will into heaven. In recent times, some Christians have said that other faiths should be respected and it is wrong to try to convert them. Catholic social teaching emphasizes the dignity of every human being and the preferential option with and for the poor. The Corrymeela is an organization founded in the mid-1960s and based in Northern Ireland, and is committed to seeking peace and reconciliation. Much of their work is on the sectarian divisions in Northern Ireland. They are also committed to helping those who work for peace and reconciliation around the world. They focus on dialogue between people of different beliefs and political and economic points of view. They stress the value of praying together as a source of reconciliation. They believe it's important to ask challenging questions and seek the truth, working with families and in divided communities.
Hey everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it was useful for your learning. Make sure you consolidate your knowledge by clicking the link in the bio to be taken to the free online course. Good luck with your studies!